Blog Talk Radio.
I'm that B. Yeah, I'm that B. Yeah, I'm that B. I'm that B. I got good pussy. I'm that B. Yeah, I make that money. I'm that B. I don't take shit. I'm that B.
Guaranteed not to hear a repeat song.
It's just that much music, you know what I'm saying, streaming live, you know what I'm saying? And we steady rolling, rolling, rolling. Add more music. Make sure you send your music to wdgeradio@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. I might have had a bit, y'all, so y'all got to excuse me. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Oh, man. Here we go. Yeah, how you make it, people?
4 quarters at a time. You got to make it 4 quarters at a time. And we might have some interruptions, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here live via the block, you know what I'm saying? Trey Folk, y'all already know this where I be. What's up, Almond?
Huh? Hello? Oh, what is it? Oh, the odor? Oh, no, I'm good. I got the incense. I got the car freshener. You want to buy something? All right, $3 for $1. All right, they hit harder now. Yeah. All right.
Shit, trying to sell me, I'm going to sell you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, come up with some head harder, some shit. Anyway, put it down on his ass, you know what I mean? I got head harder, my man. I got the head harder car freshener. You put it, hang them in your car, you know what I'm saying? Make it smell like real the fuck head harder is. I don't know who the fuck it is, but all right. I got that shit, you know what I'm saying? Don't ask me how I got it, you know what I'm saying? Just know I got it. You know, that's how we doing it live right here. Starting to thing off with Mr. John New. I'm that bitch. You know, a lot of y'all be like, oh, hey, he's calling himself a bitch. Well, that's how we do it down here, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Somebody's taking over. Shout out to the co-host with the Moses. This Heavenly Angel, thank you. Thank you very much, because I didn't know what the hell was going on. I'm drunk. I'm out here floating.
You got the wrong angel.
Oh, shit. We've been taken over by the Mexican gods. Something like that.
I needed help from Heavenly Angel, so I asked her to come help me, so she's on the line as well.
Oh, there we go. We in the building.
Hey.
I was in the barrio. Yay!
Yeah.
What's happening? What the fuck is that?
I'm out and about. I'm getting ready to head to the dentist and get my teeth cleaned.
Heavenly Angel, I want to thank you for coming on the show last night.
Oh, my goodness. Vince is hilarious as well. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Vince from the Bay? Yeah.
Yeah, Vince is right out there.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, I stopped by his show late night. Looking for goofy motherfucking ass. I stopped by old Vince from the Bay show. That shit,
you know,
I
try to get some girls because around that time, that's when the freaks be calling me for a booty call. So I try to get them on the show, but you know how women are all scared. Oh, my God, we on the radio. I can't be talking. Like, come on,
man. That room was crazy. It was full. And all those guests. Oh, my goodness.
Now, half of them guests were trolls.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
the trolls.
Were
trolls.
They were too scared to come in. That's all I can say.
Yeah, they're too scared to call in. Yeah, they know me.
There's like 20 or more. It was crazy.
The troll war. That shit is so hilarious, man. Something so crazy just spark up, man, and now it's... That shit, you know, the way fucking Goofy site look when you go in his chat room and all the fucking pictures that be flowing, you think he in a goddamn movie and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Is this goddamn a movie and shit? Then you got the fucking little sound bites and shit. Like, what the fuck is really going on? Like, am I in a fucking movie? Oh, damn, you watching the damn little screens rolling. You seeing that the screens rolling. You're hearing the conversation. You're watching the screens rolling. Then you hear some damn sound bite. My little... Oh, you motherfucker. Whatever the hell that dude would be doing, he'd be going off and shit, you know? That shit'd be crazy.
Yeah, it's theater of mine, so we gotta make him fucking enjoy it a little bit more better. You know what I'm saying? Because if I just played a bunch of clips, you know, people are gonna be like, oh, that's boring. But Vincent the Bay was the one who invented the Star Wars, Troll Wars, so, you know, I adapted to that.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
But it's blown up. You know what? I'm thinking of really starting to because I get a lot of trolls always emailing me. They want, like, you know, because I say I make T-shirts and shit, which I haven't yet, but I'm working on them. We got people actually wanting merchandise and shit. So it's like, I'm gonna start making this shit. I'm a prophet like in
Troll Wars.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, fucking Troll Wars and shit.
The Troll Wars lunch pail. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. The Troll Wars backpack.
Man, that's fucking crazy, man. That's real, man. You turn something that you think is so just, you know, nobody wouldn't catch on to, but, man, we dealing with the fucking world. You know what I'm saying? We ain't dealing with
yeah.
just hometown, so...
Exactly. We're not in just one little sector. We're fucking everywhere, man.
And business got money, you know what I'm saying, to spend. So, you know.
Yeah. And I thank God that we're everywhere, Smelly, because, shit, everybody knows us. I mean, there's not a place where you could fucking say, hey, you know anybody on the internet radio? Oh, DJ Smell So Good. Goofy phone.
Have you listened to the stream, man? Have you heard your song played yet?
Yeah, I have, man. I got shit. Shout out to Cyanide, man. That shit sounds
great. That shit is a fucking www.trilateralradio.com, people. That's what we're talking about. And we stream live over there, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, that shit is in so fucking HD. I mean, it's like, I'm like, God damn, you know, like, oh, man. Tell you, though.
I thought I was on a real radio station.
Hey, just you know. I'm like, damn, this is clearer than the local radio stations down here. They online broadcast. That shit is clearer than they shit.
Yeah, shout out to Cyanide. He did a fucking wonderful job.
Cyanide. Representative, man. Holy damn. Hey, shout out to my homie, man. He dropped me off some goddamn Crypto Chrono Conquer, like, you know what I'm saying? And he like, all man, right, you know. He's like, this is all I smoke, keep. So I'm like, damn, yeah, you're going to make me step my smoker's game up. So I got to go ahead and step my smoker's game up. And how about Tuesdays and Thursdays, shout out to Dr. Juan Quang, who's teaching Hapkido. Across the street from my house, $100 a month. Oh yeah, $98 a month. Oh yeah, I'm with that.
Wait a minute. You doing what?
Hop keto. You know the shit your boy be doing. Fucking Steven Seagal be doing when he do that close combat, grab your wrist and you know.
Pressure points, like, you know what I'm saying? Down and shit like that.
Yeah, and all that. Hit you in your neck and just paralyze you real quick. Pow, you know what I'm saying? I told him, I ain't trying to do all that fucking Bruce Lee shit. I ain't with all that. I'm a close combat type person. I like to be right up on you and just fuck you up, you know, real closely, you know what I'm saying? So I want to be able to...
Oh, yeah, shit. You know what? One of those motherfuckers tried to pull those moves on me and... You know what? He got me a couple times, but shit, one good hit, that motherfucker hit the floor. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
Fuck. You gotta be able to take a hit. You know what I'm saying? You could be Bruce Lee.
That's real.
If you motherfucking, you know, can't take a hit, forget about all that training.
Yeah, that's real. Damn real. But me, I take the hit, so. But, I don't take him too often, you know what I'm saying? All right, little man that look like a man, but ain't a man. He's an actual boy. God damn, I don't know what the hell's going on. This dude, like, whoa, I don't know, he's about 3.5 feet tall and shit, but he's like a little man, but then he's young a little bit. But he's like a man and shit. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like,
a little partner of mine named Martin. He was a little tiny guy like that, but shit, he looked like a little man, like a Mr. Parker. You know what I'm saying? Like a little man.
Hey, that's just funny, too funny to me, man. I've been knowing a little dude for a little minute, you know what I'm saying? He ain't grew no further than what he is now. You know, so that's pretty much, that's all you, that's where you going. That's finna just zoom up to the top, you know what I'm saying, of 6 feet of shit, 4 feet, you know what I'm saying? I think you're there. 3.5 feet, you're done. You're done. What's good, homie?
All righty. So we got
we're going into the last couple of seconds. Yeah, last couple of seconds, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, wait.
The shit, though. And then we're going to VIP out. www.trilateralradio.com. We're streaming live, people. HD is Trilateral. We got to change the name, too. Trilateral HD Radio.
There you go.
Yeah. We in HD out now. We in motherfucking HD. So, y'all make sure y'all tune in live. Out here streaming from Trey Fo. Shout out to everybody in Tampa, Florida, man. We out here live. Yeah. Super, though. Come on, man. Y'all know how I'm in the hood, man. Bone for show. You know what I mean? What do you do that at? Huh?
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Damn, black beans. Hey, you sat on the table, boo. Yeah, don't sit down on the ground.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Yeah,
I'm on the
ground. Yeah, I'll never set my motherfucking food on the ground, boo. That, you got to put that in your mind, man. Put that on the table, man.
On
paper,
man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, how we do it. I'm out here hood style. You know what I'm saying?
I just came back from running 3 miles, man. I do that every day.
Where I be at?
Hi.
So,
how you feeling?
Huh?
How you feeling, Goofy Bone? How long you been running now?
I'm doing good. I love running. It's
me
it's
too.
Fun actually.
Yeah, I was running 6 miles 3 times a week.
Huh?
I need to get back to that.
You?
Yeah.
Oh no, no. Nah. Ain't all the way around. Ain't all the way around.
Well,
that's
good.
You got it. Everything I got checked is what I got. Oh, yeah, you sit right now. You want to sit down and eat? Sit. Dude, I got something to drink. Need something to drink? I got okay. Green tea. Hold on, man. Damn, stop putting your shit on the damn ground, man. There you go. Man, I don't like that. You can't put no food on no ground. I like putting her purse on the ground. You'll never see that.
I'm on the freeway, people.
Okay. To those of you out there, we're having some technical difficulties. DJ Smells So Good is slanging his goods. We got the lovely Heavenly Angel live on the freeway. And, of course, your host, Goofy Bone, sweat like a Mexican. I'm over here rolling a blunt. And we live on the Starship Smeller Prize with your host, DJ Smells So Good.
Hey, how the new project come along? What's up with the new CD?
Goofy.
Oh, on my new album?
Yeah.
Well, shit, I don't start recording until May 30th on that. Everything seems to be in the works. It's a very political album. I'm going to talk major shit, and I mean major shit, to all these politicians, all these governors, all these fucking idiotic people. And, you know, you guys seem to think that the Mexicans are stealing America's jobs. There's not one fucking Mexican out there that is making more than $75,000 a year.
Exactly.
Not even more than $20,000 a year. And you sit here and criticize them and kick them to the ground. You know what? I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to stand by my people. And I gotta really.
Okay.
You know what? I want to give them a taste of what they don't know what's out there. So that's what the whole album's about. It's Illegal Alien coming out 9/10/11. That is Saturday, September 10th. Check your local radio stores or whatever. And that's about it.
That shit was funny, man. I fuck around. I'm in Puerto Rico doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Puerto Rico,
I
Puerto Rico
exactly.
Is
that exactly. That's the whole point. Shit, goddamn it! I'm meet everywhere I go. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I'm just
over there in Puerto Rico, didn't you?
Huh?
You had a good time over there in Puerto Rico, didn't you?
Oh yeah. I had an extra time now. Motherfuckers can't drive, but Hey, there's a sign now.
Yeah, life is in danger on the road there.
Do they have any weed out there? You smoke?
Ooh, I look at it.
Damn, that's that ass Christian Cross cargo light. I'm going to roll over Christian Cross cargo light. Oh, my bad. What'd you say now?
I said, did you have any weed out there that you smoke?
No, hell fuck no, man. Them goddamn police. Well, I was going to bring some. But, man, how about when I walked out onto the balcony and shit? You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, oh, that's a damn worm. I can send. I'm gonna send a picture to you to your cell phone. You know what
okay.
I'm saying? It's the hotel room where we was at. You know what I'm saying? It's a video, and then it'll show right across the street at night. I mean, right as soon that bitch hit nighttime, man, the motherfucking security guard came right up and stared right at my room. I'm like, God damn, what the fuck? We couldn't even get busy, you know what I'm saying, on the balcony if we wanted to because the bitch sat outside all night. It was police, I mean, day and night, all fucking day.
Wait a minute. He posted just specifically outside your room?
No, but it was across the street at another building. But it was a two-story building. So he was watching the whole corner. He wasn't just watching my room, but the way my room was sitting, I mean, I'm directly in his fucking path. I mean, I'm right in front of him, so I couldn't be smoking a nut. If I would have fired up anything, I would have been fucked. We wouldn't try to do anything. We would have been fucked, you know what I'm saying? And then he just sat there standing watching us because there wasn't shit else to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
But, yeah, them police, they ride around, I mean, all day, all night, 24/7. They do not stop. So I'm like, damn, I got to appreciate coming home. You know what I'm saying? At least these motherfuckers are parked under a tree, goddammit. You know what I'm saying?
Take a fucking
smoke break and shit or something, you know? Shit, these motherfuckers, hell nah. They on foot all day, segways, them little fucking two-wheel shits. They roll around on them or they in the motherfucking truck or the car or the bicycle or the motorcycle.
I'm telling you, Kelly, you need to go to Hawaii, man. Because when I was there, wow, Heavenly Angel, you loud.
Did I get cut off?
No, you
hear me. You're on an airplane.
Yeah, you're on an airplane.
Oh. I can't
hear you. We out in space. You must be outside the ship.
She's out there.
I'm flying. That's
the oxygen tank.
outside the ship.
I'm seriously flying.
Melly, you need to go to Hawaii because I was in Hawaii. I did a couple of little fucking hole-in-the-wall bars, but shit, they were digging it. You know, in Hawaii, they got these little rocks that go out to the ocean. Now, it was like 12, I'm going to say maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. I was out there smoking because I love scenery. Scenery is the best thing, but it's like I was out there smoking. It's like the tide came in and it fucking whooped me, man. I'm telling you. I had a blunt in my hand. It whooped me.
It whooped
you.
Knocked you down.
It whooped. There it is. You know, it whooped me.
Ah.
Oh, everything I got checked.
I'm sorry, people. That's a new slang. That's a new slang for when shit happens all of a sudden. You know what I mean? You say, it whooped me. And then when they go, whoop me, what does that mean? You go, whoop, there it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyway.
We're all on the go.
Yeah, you out on the block, rolling and strolling. I'm out. Rolling and strolling, everybody out. Rolling and strolling.
You know
what
I'm saying? I was out motherfucking jogging. I got some old ladies telling me that, oh, you've trimmed down some since I've seen you. And I said to myself in my head, I go, no, lady, you ain't going to get laid, so don't even fucking try. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
Oh, man. But anyway.
So what y'all got going on for this weekend? Anybody got something special going down this weekend?
What?
got something special going there.
All I can say is Goofy Bones' birthday is coming up at the last week of May.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday to my mama. You know what I'm saying? Celebrating her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday. It smells so good.
That's real. She just turned Heinz. You know what I'm saying? 57. You know what I'm saying?
That's young.
Heinz 57 sauce.
57?
Yep. So. Yep, 57. 57.
That's dang young.
My parents are hella old.
Oh. Well,
my parents hella old. One thing I hate is when my friends, they got younger.
Oh, you mean with Mr. C?
And it's like, man, these parents, they don't understand. You know what I'm saying? I can understand where some of these kids got their values and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Shit. So anyway, nobody's paying attention to me.
I'm listening.
You know, I'm out on the ground. You know me.
I'm on the freeway here. Crazy.
Yes.
Well, we got. Well, what time is it cut off at 45?
Yeah.
Okay, we got exactly 5 minutes, people.
One rap left.
He's wheeling and dealing.
Damn, he's wheeling and dealing. Well, everybody, I want to put everybody on mute because we got to give a shout out to the sponsor, Wild Wild West Gaming Hall and Casino. For reservations, 1-800-777-1514. Wild Wild West, people. If you go to Vegas, go to the Wild Wild West.
Is this thing still on?
Yeah, we live.
Is this thing still on? Oh.
Yeah, we live. We live.
Which one you want?
I'm in the Wild Wild
West. You a wild, wild woman. Mm.
Did you say the Wild Wild Womb?
No, I said you're a Wild Wild Woman.
Oh.
Think it's legendary.
Womb sounds better.
Legendary.
What sounds better?
Hey, shout out to Tsunami on the steak and. Yeah, y'all ever heard of a steak and steak and cheese potato, stuffed potato?
No.
Nah.
That's about I say a foot long. How big is it? About a foot long, ain't it? Yeah, almost a foot long. About 11 to almost a foot long. Stuffed with real steak, chopped steak, real motherfucking cheese. You know what I'm saying? You get sour cream, and then you get the special sauce over. The sauce is what really make the fucking potato right. It's the sauce. It ain't the potato itself. It's the sauce. You know what I'm saying? Without the fucking sauce, it's all right. But with that sauce, the shit is Starship Smelly Pride.
Well, hold on, people. We got 2 minutes left to go. Smelly, end the show.
Is that all?
Yeah. I got a couple of them. Slow down. Oh, much love to Groovy Bones, Straight Low Records, representing San Jose, California. Yeah. Bruce Bones. Everybody out there. And yeah, I'm wrapping it up right now. You know what I'm saying? Wrapping it up. And make sure y'all check us out. Shout out to my co-host with the most of the Heavenly Angels. Yeah, you know, represent. And then and make sure y'all go by www.trylouderadio.com. Click on the listen live button. Click on the green play button if you don't hear the music start. Click on the green play button and then you will hear music guaranteed that you ain't never heard before. Here we are. I was playing it at the club last night. My home was like, damn, I ain't never heard none of them songs. And there was a lot of little Tampa stuff starting to play. But then it's everything. It's Six Figures. You got Goofy Bone. You got Red Shades. You got fucking Mellow Con. You got, that's Seattle. Hey, that's the nigga that was at Coco's last night. Man, he had that bitch in the middle of the road doing donut. Hell yeah.
Oh.
In the middle of he pulled out of Coco's. Who that was?
Oh, wow. Did you get it on Facebook?
No, I ain't get the video. I ain't even think to record it on my phone and shit. You know, I'm so prehistoric and shit. I'm forgetting. You know what I'm saying? That I got video capabilities. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Brian. That sound like motherfuckers gonna whale some dope or something. You know what I'm saying? Damn. They ain't pulling the scale out.
What up?
Put this brick on. Hey, put this brick on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Hey, boy, looking like he's about to wear a brick or something. Oh, sorry, people. It's not what you're thinking. Dude just pulled a CD player out. But the way he pulled it out, yeah. Let me straighten that up. I forgot we all live, you know what I mean? We are live.
We are live, people.
We are live. There ain't no bricks. Goddamn, we ain't Gucci man.
At all,
we ain't no Gucci man sitting around this motherfucker. We ain't got no bricks. Fucking racks and shit, you know what I'm saying? We don't need racks. I don't know why the stupid motherfuckers make a song called Thomas on racks. Bitch, racks is cookers in jail. Fuck y'all talking about some racks, bitch. They ain't racks on top of racks.
Wait a minute.
That's cookies on top of cookies, man.
Wait a minute.
What the fuck? That's racks, motherfucker.
Wait a minute.
What y'all call racks?
Racks are when you gamble, you get a tray. And each one of those trays is called a rack. That's what they're talking about.
Oh, okay. Okay, break it down. All the way from San Jose, California, Mr. Goofbone has straighten the term on racks.
That is a gambling
apparatus that is given out that holds your coins when you go to gambling at the gamble.